Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Firefighters are putting out flames after a large explosion in downtown Nashville. The Metro Nashville Office of Emergency Management telling a local TV station a parked RV exploded and caused damage to several buildings. Americans' kindness and courage during the COVID-19 pandemic has been inspiring to President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump. The couple said Thursday in their annual Christmas message. Christmas may look a lot different for many Americans out there, but Dr. William Hazeltine tells MSNBC there is light at the end of the tunnel.
I'd like to give a little bit of perhaps Christmas cheer. We have vaccines on the way for many companies, and they will be more available. We have new drugs that are on their way and will help ease the burden, not only of the virus, but the consequences of the virus.
This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
President Trump's surprise opposition to emergency coronavirus aid and annual government funding passed by Congress has left Americans and global financial markets wondering whether Washington will iron out its differences or descend into chaos in the coming days. The president has not yet said if he would veto the COVID relief bill, along with the bill that is set to fund the government through next September. The bills did pass with bipartisan support, but one Republican who voted no for the bill was Republican Senator Ken Buck of Colorado.
In this COVID relief package, we are giving money to Pakistan. We're giving money all over the world, really, and not focusing on those who need it the most here at home.
Roger Stone, President Trump's longtime political advisor who received a pardon on Wednesday, says he plans to sue the Justice Department for $25 million, as well as multiple members of the department that prosecuted and convicted him. This is USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The speculation continues regarding ambassador picks for President-elect Joe Biden. One of the names being floated around as ambassador to China is Disney's executive chairman, Bob Iger. Former production executive Chris Fenton tells Fox Business his thoughts on Iger possibly being picked as a U.S. ambassador to China.
The big question is whether he can remove conflicts that he has and whether he's seen the light in regards to the threat that China poses to Americans. Quite frankly, one of the big things that he has to remember is that in that position, he is not representing the interests of shareholders. He's representing the interests of Americans, the policies that we're pushing, the values, the principles that we hold dearly.
And regarding Iger and his current position, Fenton tells Fox Business,
so if you look back to last October when the NBA controversy came out, there was an internal email that went through ESPN, which is owned by Disney, telling journalists on the ESPN network not to talk about sensitive issues involving China. Is that a policy that he wants to press upon all American journalists if he's in that ambassadorship? These are tough questions we need to get answers to.
If you don't want to cook on Christmas, there are restaurants open. Those include places like IHOP, Denny's, Dunkin' Donuts, and Waffle House. And, of course, many Chinese restaurants also expected to be open later. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Live. Dude, ladies and gentlemen, not because it's easy, but because it's hard. You don't get here without, doing a lot of work. But I think that in retrospect, you can look back and said, and consider that maybe a lot of the hard work that we did previously was ill-based and ill-founded. Because look at the fruit of that work and where we are right now. Today, whether it's impeachment or impeachmus, that matters so little because there is just something so magical and special about this tradition here in this country that, yes, it came across from Europe, and there's a lot of rich history about the spirit of Christmas, and who better to talk about it than the award-winning syndicated columnist himself, historian, author, Bruce Kaufman. Bruce, Merry Christmas, buddy.
Merry Christmas to you as well, Bill, and to all your many, many listeners.
Yeah, we need to just, embrace the season. You know, we're going into the fourth week of Advent, which is, the 4 weeks leading up to the anticipation of the Christmas season and the arrival of Emmanuel, God with us, in such a special time. And, of course, this week coming up is love.
Yep. It is. This is one of the holiest, periods in the entire year, and it is because the birth of our Savior.
Yes.
Because of the birth of Jesus.
So much more important than what's happening in Washington, D.C. So I keep telling my friends that want to get amped up. I understand it's easy to get caught up in that stuff, but like anything that runs the emotional gamut, that too shall fade. But what are we doing? Why would we want to exchange the richness, the true richness of this season for something that is going to fade so quickly?
Good question, Bill. It says, I guess it was just timing. I know you're talking about the impeachment process. I live in the Washington metro area. I'm as subjected to it as anybody. But yeah, let's put that aside for now and just kind of concentrate on, the beauty and the love and all of that is endemic to this time of year.
You know, Bruce, every week we have a report from what we call the Good News Girl. Samantha Mao comes on, and she exchanges stories. People giving these viral videos in a very, enriching and expansive sort of way. And I say expansive in terms of our humanity, because we have to get outside of ourselves. And when you see what people are giving and how they're blessing one another during this season, there's just something about this time of year that really provides us an opportunity to hit the reset button, to take a pause, and to consider our fellow man.
Yeah, absolutely, Bill, and that's the column that I wrote about that'll be published next week in my newspapers, which is a special spirit of Christmas moment, and I'd love to share it with you and your listeners.
Yeah, I would, and that's why I love this idea and why we're setting it up this way, because as you write, and as we've been seeing in earlier reports all week long, or at least the last several weeks, is that the spirit of Christmas is found in the unlikeliest of places, right?
It is, and my story is the likeliest places. So I'll start with I want to start with that, that sometimes Christmas spirit is found in the likeliest places. We always talk about how, you know, the super rich, so many of them, all they care about is money. All they care about is money, and anybody who gets in their way in their acquisition of billions of dollars, you know, gets crushed, and that's all they care. Well, this is a story that proves, this is an example of how wrong that is. And I'm going to begin with, it begins in 1939. The giant retailer company back then, Montgomery Ward, every Christmas it gave away coloring books to the children of its customers. But in 1939, it decided to create its own story, its own original Christmas storybook. And so it asked this lowly guy, this lowly ad copywriter in the marketing department, his name was Robert May, they asked him to write up a story. But they told him, you have to make an animal the central character in the story. So May chose a reindeer because his daughter Barbara, 4 years old, every time they went to the zoo, she wanted to see the deer. So he chose a reindeer. And then, drawing on his own childhood, where he was a very shy, lonely boy, he was ostracized by his friends, he didn't have any friends, spent most of his time in his alone. And so he created this character, this reindeer, who was also, because he had a red shiny nose, he was ostracized by the other reindeer. They wouldn't let him play in any reindeer games, and they laughed at him and called him names. This is what May was writing. But then, one foggy Christmas Eve, according to May's story, Santa said to Rudolph, because of your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? And the other reindeer, realizing that if Rudolph with that shiny nose can guide them, then they won't get lost. They'll accomplish their mission of giving all the children toys. So what did they do? They gathered around him. They shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history. Then May ran the verses by his daughter Barbara to make sure that it had childhood appeal. Barbara loved the story. And so he completed it before Christmas, and 2.5 million copies of this story were handed out to the delighted shoppers at Montgomery Ward. In fact, it was so popular that a publishing house, Maxim Publishers, bought the distribution rights, and the book became a bestseller.
Wow. And then, of course, Gene Autry turns it into a song. So the actual lyric, I was not aware, the actual lyric itself was written by Robert May.
Yes. The lyrics were written by May. His brother-in-law, who is a songwriter, decided to set the story, the poem, to music. And after Bing Crosby and Dinah Shore turned it down, Gene Autry, the singing cowboy, took a chance on it. And it became the number one song played on the radio that whole Christmas season. And today, it is the second best-selling Christmas song ever after Bing Crosby's White Christmas.
The second best, huh? Wow, that's incredible.
Yep, absolutely. Wow. So, and here's the stuff. So now we're getting to the spirit of Christmas part of it. The royalties of both the book and the song were, of course, astronomical. But May was just an employee, a salaried employee of Montgomery Ward. So he had no rights to a dime of any of that money. He also had a problem. His wife had been dying of cancer, and then the hospital bills and the medical bills had just piled up and piled up, and then she actually died of cancer. So May has got a huge financial problem. He's not even sure how he's going to be able to take care of his daughter, provide for her, given how much money he owes doctors and hospitals. So here's the Christmas spirit part. Sewell Avery, who was the president of Montgomery Ward, upon learning of May's problem, he signed over to May the total copyright ownership of both the book and the song.
Wow.
So May was able to properly raise his daughter, and he lived off those royalties comfortably until he died in 1976. That is the spirit of Christmas.
Bruce, that makes you cry. I mean, it is so emotional that this is what, you know, how many people would have done this? And again, this is one of those... It goes in the files of Only in America. Where else in the world would something like this kind of grace and acknowledgement, and as you say, the spirit of Christmas, be exchanged? I mean, this is awesome that, you know, that May would eventually be signed over the copyright ownership of the book and song, and there's so many other stories in this naked city like that. And as you say, wow, I'm so glad that you shared this with us. And of course, it'll be, you know, part of it'll be your column next week, right?
That's right. It will be. And it's a true story.
Okay. And when we come back, we're going to remind everybody how they can subscribe, which is absolutely free, by the way, because it is the spirit of Christmas. And we're in a giving kind of mood, as we are 365 days a year. So more from Bruce Kaufman on the other side of the break. Stay with us. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the tax relief line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 888-789-5040. 888-789-5040, 888-789-5040, 888-789-5040.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Let the night wind to the little land. Do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
Way up in the sky, little lamb.
little music for the season here for you. How you doing? 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent we are. We come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. So tell your friends, spread the good word, because we have people like Bruce Coffin on with us. I mean, and Bruce is such a joy, and he's with us. Gosh, do you feel like an indentured servant or something? I mean, you and I have been together, because actually you're a bad indentured servant, because I don't pay you anything, so it's kind of a lousy gig. But I am so grateful to you for your gifting, how God has blessed you, and that you're so willing to share with all of us your talent. And because I know, you know, whenever you're on the air, people tell me, go, oh my gosh, I so look forward to hearing from Bruce Coffin, and, you know, getting his you know, his reports that I subscribe to 3 times a week. He sends me these brilliant pieces and encouragements. And it's such a blessing. And I just want you to know the audience just loves you to death, Bruce.
Well, I appreciate that, Bill. I mean, one of the joys of my life is that what I really love what I do. I really love what I do. History has always fascinated me. As I've always said, a lot of the times, the truth is stranger than fiction. There's so many stories in history that if you try to pitch this to a Hollywood producer, he'd throw you out of his office saying that's not real. When a lot of times it is real.
Right.
That's what just fascinates me, is that the truth can sometimes be far more fascinating than actual fiction, and that's what I love about it.
Well, you know, you think about the gold in them, our hills. I mean, there is so much gold, so much richness in the history of the world and of our country. Things that, you know, because of, you know, some disparate emotions, I think some things that we end up cheating ourselves out of the rich benefits of the history that our forefathers who have lived before us and what they've passed on. And I just think, you know, having you here is just so important, because it reminds us of that, especially like the story and, you know, of the spirit, the real spirit of Christmas and what it's all about. And I know it's our ambition for most of us to live out that spirit in our own little way. We may not be the one who can sign over, you know, a gazillion dollars to an employee who rightfully deserves it for his effort, but there might be other things, and you just never know. You know, the Bible talks about that aptly spoken word, and I hear stories anecdotally all the time, Bruce, where it's nothing more than a word. You know, that, or a smile, an acknowledgement of a fellow human being on this journey of life that we pass as we go through this journey of life together.
Yeah, absolutely, Bill. That is the Christmas spirit. That is what it was instilled with us by, you know, the birth of Jesus. So, right?
Yes.
We were in a sinful world. Jesus, God sent Jesus down to be sacrificed for our sins. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we ought to keep in mind just how, you know, we should focus on the positive. Okay,
right.
I live in a city where we're all right now focusing all on the negative. But if you focus on the positive, the good things that we do, the good things that this nation has done, that is one of the things that always bothered me, is all these people who put focus on, you know, that the United States is not an exceptional nation, and all of the bad things that we've done in our history. Yes, we've done bad things in our history. Mm-hmm. But all in all, we are a great country. We are the greatest country ever created. And one of the reasons we are is because we acknowledge our mistakes and we try to fix them. And that's something that we, you know, during the Christmas season, I think it's important to remember that we've been redeemed.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore,
yes, exactly,
we ought to be looking forward, okay, to being better human beings, kind to our fellow man, like the story I just told.
Exactly.
And that, you know, that is the spirit of Christmas.
And Bruce, to your point here, people shouldn't freak out, because all this negative stuff, it offers contrast for the good. That's what makes the good stand out all the more, because, you know, because in a lot of ways, you know, that negative stuff, that's theoretical. That's what if kind of stuff. But the stuff in contrast, it's real. It's true. It's just like the story that you just shared with us. And another story, as I mentioned in the last segment, about this real estate company, not too far from you. It was a Maryland real estate company. They handed out red envelopes to employees during their annual holiday party last weekend. Now, no one knew what to expect. And there's 198 employees of St. John Properties, and they received surprise bonuses averaging $50,000. It was a holiday miracle most didn't see coming. All the bonuses totaled around $10 million, as I mentioned earlier. As one of the recipients, an assistant project manager, said when she opened the envelope, she goes, "I was in total disbelief. I couldn't believe I saw what I saw." Don't even have words to properly describe how it felt. It was just amazing and incredible. I'm still in shock. It's definitely life-changing. And when I saw the video of some of these people opening up, you know, the tears welling up, the impact, I mean, that this gift, this generous gift from the owners of the company, what they passed on to their employees. Let me tell you, these 198 employees, they're going to go through cement walls for this company, you know,
right.
You know,
right.
Being so grateful for how they were acknowledged and the gift that was given. I mean, which is, again, all in rhythm and in sync with the spirit of Christmas, the real spirit of Christmas.
Absolutely. And again, in some ways, it's just like my story, okay? This is a very successful company, just the way the president of Montgomery Ward at that time was a very successful company. And what do they do? And you know, we always, again, as I said, we talk about how the rich, you know, we denigrate the rich.
Mm-hmm.
We say, you know, the rich, all they care about is money. They don't care about anything else. Those are two examples, mine and yours, that shows how untrue that can be.
Well, the other thing, too, Bruce, was remember when Donald Trump gave a big tax break, and he was given it, and everybody was, these companies, all they're going to do is they're going to pocket that money.
Right.
Well, ironically, and much to their disdain and surprise, which little was reported in the follow-up, you know, people got bonuses, they got wages increased, the people, because, you see, when people make those kind of statements, you can tell that they're not business people. You can tell that they've never signed the front of a check, and you know what I mean. And I'm not trying to be insulting about it. I'm just trying to be real, because the people who sign the front part of a check in order to have that privilege, in many cases, and the stories are profound and profuse, Bruce, what they've given up, how they've taken loans from, you know, friends and relatives in order to start up this business, how this idea kept them up at 3 o'clock in the morning and saying, hey, you need to do this. And next thing you know, they're starting to break ground on buildings and they're hiring people and they're expanding and they're being successful to get to the point now to where they can share that because of all that they've done, Bruce, to realize this business, they realize that in order for the business to continue, it's about the people who work for them, and they honor their people. And when people outside, especially in this political environment we live in, when reckless comments are made, or, you know, the wealthy people of this country who have built this country, who have created jobs for Americans and that sort of thing, when they are maligned, the way in which it seems to be so common, and it's the voice of the, you know, I would say, you know, kind of interesting, you know, it's the voice of the mainstream media and some ideologues that have no clue about what's involved in starting and maintaining a business.
Right. No, absolutely right. So you're in a garage. Okay, and you're working late at night, and all of a sudden you come up with this idea. But the thing about capitalism, the thing about private enterprise is that you need people. You can't do the whole thing by yourself. You
exactly.
need a chain of people to put together a successful company. And so, in terms of what we were just talking about, yes, it is very charitable for them to do this, but it is also very good business sense.
Exactly.
Right? It is good business sense to treat your employees well, because, as you said, they'll walk through cement for you if they are treated properly, and if they understand that you acknowledge their importance.
Right.
Then yes, then you
exactly.
then not only done the Christian thing, but you've done a smart business thing, because people are going to be loyal to you, they're going to work hard for you, and they're all going to be successful together.
30 seconds left, Bruce. You are bearing gifts. Remind everybody how they can subscribe.
Go to my website, historylessons.net, and on the right-hand side, it says subscribe to Bruce's writings. Type in your first name, last name, email address, and then pick of the three offerings, my quote of the week, my history column, and my thinking out loud column on the politics that you and I talk about.
Bruce Kaufman, he is the gift of Christmas present, and we always appreciate him being with us, the award-winning syndicated columnist, historian, author, and speaker. Hey, Bruce, Merry Christmas to you and the family.
You as well.
Happy New Year to you. Okay, buddy, we'll see you next year.
Take care.
Take care. God bless.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Whether it's buying a home or just saving for a rainy day, setting financial goals can feel overwhelming at any stage of life. That's why Bank of America launched a new digital experience to help clients easily define and make progress toward their goals. Bank of America Life Plan helps clients prioritize short and long-term financial goals, breaks them down into attainable milestones, and adjusts as life changes. Bank of America's Eve Varner.
Life Plan tracks progress toward your goals while also helping to navigate the next step. This latest digital experience from Bank of America offers insights tailored to your unique financial needs by sharing tips, providing resources, and connecting you with financial specialists along the way.
Available in both English and Spanish, clients can access Life Plan through Bank of America's mobile and online banking platforms. Bank of America, N.A. member FDIC. For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/lifeplan.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Firefighters are putting out flames after a large explosion in downtown Nashville. The Metro Nashville Office of Emergency Management telling a local TV station a parked RV exploded and caused damage to several buildings. Americans' kindness and courage during the COVID-19 pandemic has been inspiring to President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump. The couple said Thursday in their annual Christmas message, "Christmas may look a lot different for many Americans out there, but Dr. William Hazeltine tells MSNBC there is light at the end of the tunnel."
I'd like to give a little bit of perhaps Christmas cheer. We have vaccines on the way for many companies, and they will be more available. We have new drugs that are on their way and will help ease the burden, not only of the virus, but the consequences of the virus.
This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. Come thou day, spring come.
Hey, did you know that an estimated 20 million people in the United States are self-proclaimed apple eaters? I'm one of them. So it's good to know I've got plenty of friends in this crowd. It's one of the most popular foods in the country, and like any farm-to-table staple, it's important to know where the goods come from. Now, you're probably not giving it much thought, but there's a science that goes into growing an apple with a monster crush and epic taste. You know what happens sometimes, and you're going to hear me talk about this in just a moment, and that is that, you know, I don't know if this happened to you, but this happens consistently with me. It's like one time you'll go to the store and you get just the right apple and it tastes so good and it's perfect. And then the next time you go back and it, you know, same apple, but it's not quite as crunchy. You know, has that been your situation as well? And like I said, I love apples, and I especially love them when they're nice and cold and crispy. And boy, I'm going to get your juices in your taste buds flowing here even more as we talk about these incredible apples. And now with over, did you realize 2,000 varieties of apples are grown in the U.S., but not all apples are created equal. Of course, we know that by our own experience. As more shoppers opt for grocery delivery, it's more important than ever to know the best premium varieties you can trust no matter what. And of course, that's what we want to do regardless of what we're paying for. And we've got Warren Abbott, who's going to be joining us. He's right there on the farm, live from his farm, his apple farm there, from New York's. We're going to be talking about New York's favorite homegrown apple, Snapdragon. And he's got tips for us to pick the best bushel or bag, as they say, live from their 154-year-old family farm. Warren, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me. Yes, we're talking about Snapdragon. Snapdragon is a variety that was created right here in New York State at Cornell University by Dr. Susan Brown and her team there. It's grown by farmers here in New York who take special care. They're hand-picked. We stem clip them, so it reduces the stem puncturing the other apples in the container, so they keep longer and bring that monster crunch right to your mouth every time. Their parentage, Snapdragon, has Honeycrisp as a parent, so it has that sweet taste.
Yes.
It also brings a crunch and even a little hint of vanilla in that flavor. Now, I think you've tried one.
I tell you.
Sounds like you liked what...
Are you kidding me? I love apples. And one of the biggest frustrations for me when you buy apples at the store is like sometimes they're crisp, other times they're not. And I know it's a seasonal deal, but you've got the science. So I've been looking forward to talking to you about it, so I don't need to get frustrated. But actually, I think what I'm going to do is just order from you direct so I don't have to worry about this anymore.
Oh, well, go to your produce department and ask for them by name. They're available to stores pretty much nationwide, but not every store has decided to handle it yet, and we're trying to figure out why. But anyway, this holiday season, you can match these up with like a Gouda cheese.
Yes.
Or if you're a sweet tooth like me, you can dip them in caramel. And if you're not quite the sweet tooth, put them with a dark chocolate. If you like protein, you can go for those almonds and walnuts. So, and even honey and granola are different pairing ideas. And, of course, there's always the idea of pie. And when we talk about pie, the Snapdragon would be incredibly sweet in that pie. And Snapdragon actually has a sister variety we call Ruby Frost. And you can try Ruby Frost in that pie. It's going to have a little bit more... for tart flavor. But this time of year, we kind of have an argument whether you should have the slice of pie made with Snapdragon with a slice of cheese or with a scoop of ice cream. What's your favorite?
Well, I'll tell you what, I like the cheese. I'm a cheese, an apple, and give me a little bit of glass of wine, and that's all I need.
That's a great idea.
Yes, just between us. Now, what about you? You know, if there's anybody that has any questions from any retailer or anything like that about these apples, they can call me directly. I'd be happy to recommend and put them on the right track and connect them with you, Warren, because this is incredible. This is one of the best tasting apples I've ever had, really, and I mean that sincerely. So what are some of your favorite winter fruit pairings?
I'm an ice cream guy, so I like the apple pie with the ice cream. But darn it, that cheese, on the right day, you catch me at the right time, that cheese kind of pushes in there.
Exactly.
So either one of those work.
Well,
as far as finding out more about the apple, snapdragonapple.com, and, of course, Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. So we're trying to get the word out there.
Well, we're talking with Warren Abbott live from his 154-year-old farm there in New York, and a little bit about the Abbott family history. Wow, it can be traced back to the mid-1700s in England, where Asa Abbott was a soldier during the Revolutionary War. Generations after he traveled to Albany Clay and finally settled on a farm on Cold Springs Road in Baldwinville, New York, where they currently operate the Abbott's farm. Warren Abbott is the CEO and CFO and all-around tech head, they tell me, and he leads the farm with his wife, Alice. Well, again, we got about a minute left here, so I'm going to let you summarize this because, you know, in this package, I mean, you had some great ideas and pairing offerings and, the Snapdragon antioxidant power salad. I mean, especially in this era of COVID, we need to make sure our antioxidants are up to snuff, don't we?
We do, and the apple a day keeps the doctor away is a true statement. So we as growers take special pains to try and bring you a quality, consistent product, and Dr. Susan Brown at Cornell has given us a great apple to bring back to you, the consumer, mm-hmm. to enjoy in this holiday season.
Well, Warren, I got to reluctantly let you go. Again, thank you for the samples. This is awesome. And as we wrap things up, tell everybody where they can go to get all the information that you passed on to me and how to access your product.
SnapdragonApple.com. SnapdragonApple.com. And, of course, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And it's awesome apple. Most people that try it have a new favorite. And that's exciting.
Well, as you can tell, there's a lot of science that goes into growing an apple with a monster crush and epic taste. And as I mentioned, 2,000 varieties grown in the United States. Not all apples are created equal. This is why you need to ask for them by name, as Warren Abbott says. All you can do is just ask your friendly grocer, hey, look, I want some snapdragons. They're known in New York. It's New York's favorite homegrown apples. And let me tell you, as soon as you get your taste buds around a snapdragon, you're going to be asking for it. And sure, make sure you check out their website for all their great ideas and pairings, and it's just absolutely wonderful. You know, whether we're talking about cheese platters, hot cider, Warren and Alice Abbott have just they've kept on the tradition in such an inspirational way. So make sure you check out their website, get all the information that you need to know to make sure that when you go and shop for apples, that it's going to be consistent and it will be that perfect apple, whether we're baking pies or matching it up with ice cream like Warren likes, or like I like, a little bit of cheese and a little bit of wine. Why not? It's a great time for the holidays. And Warren, I just want to wish you and Alice all the best next time she has to come on the show so we can have you both on together. It's been such a delicious experience that your family has passed on through the generations. So all the best for you and your wife, Alice Warren Abbott. Thank you for joining us and telling us all about Snapdragon, the science of apples, and how we can make sure that, we get the best tasting apples every time. And make sure that I want to remind everybody to ask for Snapdragon apples by name at your local grocery store.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. That's 800-452-0072.
Who needs a 15-year mortgage when you can get Network Capital's historically low 30-year fixed rate at 2.25% with an APR of 2.27%? You'll never have to refinance again. Network Capital is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.25% with a 2.27% APR and with no origination fees or discount points. That's right, zero zip zilch. Network Capital has a reputation for saving people time and money with our efficient process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. These are historically low rates. rates. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding Corporation now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Financial Lenders Law. Number 603-877. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
Hey, we're all in, and we thank you for being all in, because that's what's required if we're going to get this country back on track. And, you know, we've been touching on all issues in the physical and the spiritual realm, because we need to understand that, you know, all fronts are being attacked right now, ladies and gentlemen, and the bigger aspect is the spiritual. I think, you know, it's not talked a lot about. I don't know why. You know, Adam Holtz, I got to bring Adam Holtz on. He's the director of PluggedIn.com. Adam, I don't know why the spiritual is so ignored. And even amongst people who regard themselves as being spiritual, that the war that is taking place right now, yes, we see it manifest in the physical with COVID-19. Congratulations, by the way. The first vaccine is out on the road, is starting to be injected into arms across the country. Hopes that by, you know, the end of January, maybe February, we're starting to do 100 million doses, you know, a month, which is just incredible. It's very ambitious to hit these kind of numbers. And the thing is that there's headwinds in terms of the reception of the vaccine, because solely for political reasons, the vaccine answer and solution has been so maligned by the establishment media. And, you know, they've really, you know, done a disservice and put themselves in a terrible slight, because, you know, the science that they said they were following indicates that we can't hit herd immunity unless we're doing about 75-80% of the population being vaccinated. That's the new number. It used to be 50, but now about 75-80%. But they've badmouthed the vaccine to such a degree that people are dubious about wanting to be vaccinated, and you can't blame them.
No, you can't blame them. And I think it gets at, you know, back to your first observation about why we can't see the spiritual. And I'm not going to try to draw a direct line between the COVID vaccine skepticism and spiritual things. But here's where I will draw the line. you know, we're living in an era where we are absolutely bombarded with information constantly. Left, right, center, it doesn't matter where you're at on the political spectrum,
mm-hmm.
you're probably getting your information somewhere. Maybe it's a news site. Maybe it is talk radio. Maybe it is your Facebook friends. Maybe it's just, you know, whatever Google decides to push to you as its news updates tailored for you. And here's where the spiritual part comes in. If we're not using real discernment, we can just be overwhelmed by that flood of ideas. I remember reading years and years ago, it was probably 20 years ago, that, you know, the average person in, I think it was like 1600 or 1700, this is going to be a rough statement, didn't read as many words as were in an average edition of the New York Times newspaper today. Now that, you know, in the world of the websites and the internet, even that feels like a dated comparison. But the point is, we process so much information and yet we don't process it. You know, we'll have a brief emotional reaction and then we move on and we don't think deeply about it. In his book, The Shallows, I believe came out in 2010, 11, somewhere in there, Pulitzer Prize nominated writer Nicholas Carr said, you know, we're the effect of the internet is that we read broadly, we skim over the top, but we don't think deeply and we don't reflect. And I think that is germane to this conversation.
Yeah, I think it, you know, along with it, absence of, you know, critical thinking. And that's what you're talking about. Because, you know, because we're hit with so much that you're exactly right. We're overwhelmed by information. The challenge, I mean, imagine me, you know, a talk show host, all the information and books. I mean, I've got towers of books surrounding my desk of people that want to be interviewed. And they're all great books. I mean, you know, but you have to go through it and process, which the audience in terms of timeliness and all this stuff. And then, oh, yes, I've got to keep up with the current events. Whether it's, you know, the latest legal action from the Trump team to, you know, the vaccination of America, you know, all these things are, you know, are coming at you and you got to filter them out. So, you know, for the everyday person who's got their other job, their normal job to do 8 hours if they're still working, God bless them. You know, when do you get the time to go through it? And then, you know, and I think what some people are finding out, Adam, throughout all this stuff, is that heretofore relied resources that they counted on, you know, from the establishment media, they're finding out that they can't. I mean, this is why people are no longer tuning in. They're turning away because these entities have failed them. They've lost credibility. They know they can't count on them. And and this has been going on, as you said, for a period of time. You know, because of the emotional environment, you can get away with it for a little bit. But at some point, you have to reconcile the statements and even statements that you've echoed that have come from the false media. And you have to decide, okay, do I man up, woman up, and say, hey, you know what? I believe that. That's what I thought was the case. And I found out differently. And I think this is going to be an opportunity. I mean, if this country is going to get back on track, we need to reconcile these differences and how we've been bathed in these lies and how it's affected, you know, the words and our own perceptions. And I think that all of us are subject to that if we are, in a sense, going to get back on track, if we're going to be of any value to our fellow citizens and our family members.
No, that's exactly right. And I think, again, back to your original point, we're talking about a spiritual battle. And, you know, in Ephesians 6, Paul said our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. And I think it's easy to want to demonize the mainstream press, and certainly they have earned some of that demonization. I'm not letting anybody off the hook here. But I think it's important for us as followers of Christ to realize that is symptomatic of a bigger spiritual battle.
Right.
And there's deception there, too. And that doesn't, again, that doesn't make the purveyors of false information victims. But as Christians, we actually have an opportunity to put it in a bigger perspective.
Right.
And we can be about the business of building God's kingdom. And that means prayer. That means
exercising influence when we have it. That means thinking critically. That means loving our neighbors, you know?
Yes.
And not falling prey to, I think, the kind of us and them mentality that enables us to demonize people who think differently, whether they're our neighbors, whether they're the mainstream press, or somewhere in between. But, you know, to really recognize, this is a spiritual battle and we got to fight it on our knees.
Well, we need to extend empathy to the degree that we understand we got to put ourselves in their moccasins, so to speak. And I don't mean anything by that, so don't, we may not be able to use moccasins anymore because somebody's going to be sensitive, but hopefully they understand. You know, it's like my mother would look at me whenever I'd question her about things like that, and she goes, you know what I meant. And it was like, Okay, and that was the concluding statement. She didn't have to say any more. I didn't have to say any more if I wanted to, you know, finish my tortilla.
Right. You know, exactly.
So, you know, wisdom prevails. But the fact of the matter is that, look, at we've got to, as the prayer of St. Francis has said, which has stopped me, you know, for a number of years, is that we ask for, to understand more than to be understood, so that we're looking out for the other person, and that's the opportunity that we have today. And we can only do that with a spiritual concept. If we're if we're in the world and we're thinking like the world, we can't get there. And if we can't we can't get there, we can't rise above this. We will continue to be in this struggle. Adam, again, I'm so grateful for our conversations. I look forward to them every week because you bring insight that I think is necessary. It's essential, and it's building. It's edifying, you know, to the body, and to understand that. Hey, look, we're in this together, and God has blessed us with a unique blessing to be here in this time of need. So though we cannot see it, I mean, it is happening. God is faithful. To see this through, our challenge is we got to decide whose side are we on? Are we on God's side or we're on the side of evil? Because when you look at this election, you know that somebody was calling the shots. And I don't think it was God calling the shots, telling a UPS driver to drive from New York to Pennsylvania with a bunch of illegal votes. I don't think it was God that was calling these election workers to kick everybody out so that they could have their way with the machines. It wasn't God calling the shots with Dominion software. And of course, now they're saying, hey, all of a sudden there was news that in spring they were hacked. And so they're going to have plausible deniability that they might be able to plead to say that it wasn't their fault. But that aside, it wasn't God doing this. God is about equal measurements, and anything less than that is an abomination to him. And I believe that even people of faith believe this, people who are praying for America right now and for their neighbors, understands that there is a price to be paid when you choose not to do it God's way.
No, that's exactly right. There are always consequences. And my mother, my incredibly wise mother, once said, you know, God judges each of us individually. There's an eternal judgment there. But nations can only be judged temporarily. And I've always remembered that, you know.
Wow, that is good.
The consequences of our nation's choices will come back upon us. And we're not going to dodge those consequences.
Yeah, exactly. And the fact that whatever nation you happen to be associated with, as we've seen from time in history, hey, in that scheme, when the nations are judged, we are the ones that make up the nations. We're going to be part of that judgment as well. Check out PluggedIn.com. Adam and the team have reviewed The Prom, I'm Your Woman, Wild Mountain Time, Safety, Last Champion is all Mulan. Mulan is there. We talked about Mulan last week. Mank and Wolfwalkers. And, of course, you can also check out the YouTube channels, books, games, music. It's all right there. Adam Holtz, thank you for being with us, buddy. Take care. Merry Christmas.
Thanks, Bill. You too.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Are you afraid?